This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Going Global in Enterprise, where we speak to promising local tech companies who are on their way to becoming regional and global players. Now, on the show today, we have Easy Parcel, which is an online comparison platform for parcel delivery, providing services to SMEs or individual e-commerce sellers. Dubbed Southeast Asia's Booking.com for parcel delivery, it allows users to compare different service providers for logistics and parcel delivery. I'm here with Clarence Leong, founder and CEO of Easy Parcel, and Clarence has been on BFM a couple of years back, and now 2014. How many years now? 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah. You know, you've come a long way as well. So before you started your company, do take us back, right? What were you doing before? I know you were a material science aerospace engineer, and now you're doing this. But tell us your story and how you started Easy Parcel.
Hi, thanks for having me back, and good to see you again. I'm actually a serious entrepreneur. Easy Parcel is actually my third one.
Mm.
Back in 2010, I'm actually an aerospace engineer working in UK. And I think after so many years of studying and working as an engineer, I finally discovered that that's not what I'm actually looking at. Mm. Although it's kind of like a perfect job, dream job for
right?
a lot of people.
Because you're working for Rolls-Royce.
And with earning English pound times six.
Mm.
So the important part is you really need to do what you like as a passion. And the first one I came back to started is something similar like Groupon.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Easy Voucher.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really go through to validate the idea because I know that Penang really likes 50% discount. So it definitely works. And after running the show for 2 years, and we decided to close it down because that's the time where Groupon actually came in.
Okay.
And the market has been flooded, zero rates, everything go for free. Then we are one of the casualties.
Okay.
So and then we move on to digital marketing, digital media, as in magazines, physical magazine. And during the back end, we started to build Easy Parcel.
Mm.
So we took almost a year to build the entire platform and also to recruit our career partners to be joining us. And June 2014, that is the time we really launched the entire platform.
So 4 years. So you know you started all these different businesses and they're all quite different. And the evolution to Easy Parcel, how did that idea come about?
We copied from someone else. And the idea is actually not from us. When I was in UK, I'm actually doing part-time selling online in eBay and Amazon. So it's probably 10 to 15 years ago. As a user, a local seller, I don't really have a company or even registered account to go directly with any courier companies who support my small volume. So there are a few companies actually already doing what we are doing in UK, and I am their customers.
Mm.
So I was just thinking why we don't have this kind of services in Southeast Asia region.
Right.
So that's the idea where we copy, we localize the entire team. That's how we actually started back in Malaysia.
So there was a pain point you personally felt, and you're like, wow, you don't even have anything of this sort here in Malaysia. Now, you are also in the region already. Which countries are you in?
We started from Malaysia, then we ventured into Singapore, Indonesia and Thailand.
So all these countries had a similar pain point?
Can say kind of similar, mm-hmm. but not really the same. When we first started, we also thought that replicating the business throughout the region is pretty simple, just copy and paste.
No.
But it doesn't work that way.
What did you find out? Cannot cut and paste.
Like some of the tech side, yes, but the business behavior is definitely different. Like one of the key examples, the USP that we had for Malaysia market is automated generating airway bill where you can print from the normal printer. So when we actually venture into Indonesia, that's actually not a pain point for them. Where labor is so cheap, people is willing to write for free.
Oh, right. Okay, so these are things you discovered. Okay.
Yeah. So when just a little bit tips when business wanted to explore regionally, it's best to actually go down and probably live for a month to understand how the local actually will use what they have existingly and how they actually use the service.
So, in that case, in that example, when you find out that that is not an issue, what did you do then?
So we have to simplify the entire thing. Instead of like printing airway bill, we make it paperless.
Okay. So you try to beat the competition.
So it will be like one level up to what we have in Malaysia.
Okay.
And that has never been the expectation as in when we first started.
Okay. So when you talk about your business model, where does the revenue come from?
That's more on like, if you understand the business model of a payment gateway.
Mm-hmm.
So we are kind of running something similar, where is we get a small cut on every transaction that we actually channel through.
Okay, if you talk about your transactions per day, what kind of transactions are we looking at?
Average about 30 to 35,000 shipments a day.
Oh, and that's across all the countries you're in.
Yep.
Okay, so these are so the first country is Malaysia, and then after that?
Singapore.
Singapore in what year?
Second year.
Second year, so 2015.
Mm.
And then?
Then 16, 17, it will be the same year for both Indonesia and Thailand.
Okay, Indonesia and Thailand. So then after that, of course, now 2018 is already happening. When you talk about marketing, what do you do in terms of marketing for Easy Parcel?
We did quite a fair bit of things for both online and offline. If you send something or you receive something in pink.
Okay.
The plastic flyers.
Right.
So we actually send out our own plastic flyers. Instead of like you having any random one that you see.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually catch a bit of attention in the crowd. Because you never see pink color flyers running around everywhere. And it's not printed a courier company brand.
Right. Okay. What's printed on it?
It's more on like sending love to anyone.
So
it's very girlish and pinkish. So
has it deterred some people because it's so girlish and pinkish?
Originally, we thought it might, but eventually it turned out pretty well.
Okay.
And we keep changing the design of the flyers, where from seasonal, from limited edition, and people actually call up and say, hey, I wanted to keep that as a collection. Do you still have it?
Oh.
So it's something really interesting.
Okay, so that's why you got this pink T-shirt on. He's always in this pink T-shirt. Competition. What has happened over the years with competition?
We see a really strong, healthy competition coming up across the region.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we first started back in 2014, we don't really see any similarity business across the region.
Mm.
And currently, we actually saw a few, some from Thailand, some from Indonesia, some from Hong Kong. Means that the demand is there.
Mm.
And it's also proven that what we are doing is actually needed across, not just about the four countries where we are in, but across other region as well.
Okay, so when you see competition, what do you do? What's on your mind?
To us that we are probably on the right track,
mm-hmm.
because what we do is something really can help other small SMEs.
Mm.
And especially like we are actually riding on the e-commerce bandwagon, where there are more and more young people who started and small business sellers. So to us, it's good to have competition across the region because everyone is trying on the education level. So before we actually go in, someone actually started and tested the market for us.
Okay, so are you doing anything to try to beat the competition?
Not really as in to beat them, but I think it's more on to grow together.
Okay.
Because the market size is big enough for more than one players in the region.
Right. Over the last 4 years, have you ever had to pivot your business and change your business?
I can say it's not really considered as pivoting, but we add on a few more things that is really important. Like one of the key things that we are moving from online to offline, we're working with convenience stores like MyNews, 99 Speedmart, and many more to actually offer our customers to perform pickup and drop off services. So it's totally a new ballgame. It's not just about tech. It's not just about online.
Yeah.
It's more on like how can we actually go offline.
Mm.
With our expertise as an online.
Okay, so it's I think looking at more channels, right? More channels, right? If you were to ask what is Easy Parcel's business philosophy or tagline, what would it be?
It's more to create conveniency for all these e-commerce sellers because we understand that to have a same level of playing field is very difficult for all the small sellers.
Mm.
So how can we make that happen as in even you don't have any volume commitment, you just have one parcel, you still enjoy the best rate.
Right, okay. Your future plans, we'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Clarence Leong, founder and CEO of Easy Parcel. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. If you've just joined us, it's Going Global in Enterprise. And here we speak to promising local tech companies who are on their way to becoming regional and global players. I've got Clarence Leong, founder and CEO of Easy Parcel. They're already in four countries. And they dubbed Southeast Asia's booking.com for parcel delivery. So, you know, we were talking earlier on about your life as a material science aerospace engineer and working for Rolls-Royce in UK and starting this business, 4 years ago. Now, what have been, very interesting, I guess, when you go to all the different countries, you find out there are different things and different challenges. What has been some of the other challenges that you've had to go through?
Another great one to share is probably talent. Mm. Like, especially when we grow to, we are going to countries that we are not really speak their languages, like Indonesia and Thailand. So we can't really just send someone from the HQ who has been with the company for many years to actually replicate there and then just run on the show. Mm. Because at the end of the day, we still are not the local there. Okay. So we need to get the local managers. We need to get the senior management form over there. So that has been pretty challenging, as in we have been busy hire, fire,
right,
to find the right people.
Okay, so you haven't solved this problem yet?
Still ongoing until we find the perfect team. Like, okay, even for the Malaysian team when we first started, it's still ongoing, the same process. But now at least the core team has been with me since the early venture until today.
Mm.
So the retention rate of the team is pretty, pretty strong, as in 98% of the core team is still here with me,
okay,
after like third venture.
Right.
So the education part has been pretty promising, as in we don't really spend too much time on training, getting new information to the team.
Mm.
They will self-sustain and they will run the show.
Okay.
So
in your years in the company, 4 years, in the early days, it's like, okay, maybe, you know, you're the main guy doing everything. And of course, the business changes, right? You now, in a way, have to go into management. Right? You know, has that been easy? Has your focus changed? How do you still remain fresh with what the vision for the company is with new challenges?
Hmm. Very good question. Early days, you're right. I'm basically the Superman in the company where you need to do basically everything.
The one leg kick.
One leg kick, yes. And now it actually has evolved to like mainly on culture building and talent building and mindset growing on the team management, middle management, at least. Because they are the one who actually believe in us when they first join, when the company has really nothing, just an idea.
Mm.
So I believe that it's not just about the dream of like what we wanted to achieve. It's already become a dream as the entire company.
Mm.
So that is really, really important.
When you look at your company, how many employees do you have and what's the average age?
We first started with 5 of us and now we have close to 80 over people, and average age of the team is between 23 to 25.
Mm.
I'm the eldest. Yeah. I think that's the reason why it makes up to 25. I'm 37, by the way.
Oh, you drag it up to really? The average age is still 23 to 25. So very young team, right?
Yeah.
In terms of funding for your business, what's that journey been like?
We closed our Series A back in December 2012. That is with Axiata Digital.
Mm-hmm.
And until today, we haven't raised any yet, but we are in the progress of going into our Series B.
Okay. And the reason you want to raise Series B, what are you going to do with the money?
It's more on the regional expenses, expansion for more customer acquisition and the growth.
Okay.
So at the time being, we're mainly to focus on the 4 countries that we are currently in to grow it further,
okay,
because the room is so much there.
Okay, so just improving on the 4. So, I mean, obviously you want to look at other countries, but just really focusing on the 4 and doing a good job with the 4 first, right? And in terms of, getting into these countries, right, was it easy? I mean, I like to know, like, you're working with GAIN, right? What was the reason you chose to work on the GAIN program?
To us, the most important part is the know-how, the insights that probably you can't really get from anywhere else,
mm-hmm,
because it's not easy to actually find growth stage company there as a startup, because there are actually not many. So to understand the challenges that how other people actually done it, and then so that we don't really need to go through it again, although, it's never been easy. So that's why we brand ourselves as Easy Parcel, so they consistently remind ourselves it's easy.
Okay, now, you know, working with on the game program, right? I know MDEC aims to help with visibility, market access, money, mentorship. Would it be more mentorship for you guys?
I feel that it's all around. Like example, last year we actually went to attend one of the conference organized by Alibaba Cloud in Hangzhou. So we are one of the companies that representing Malaysia, and you can actually see that although we are just a startup, but the stage that has been built for us is really huge. It's more on like giving the chances as a startup to actually go and see the world. And how we are going to perform next, it will be down to us as a startup to do.
Okay, and so this opportunity came about because of MDEC.
Yes.
Right. You know, so anyway, last year, you achieved 100% year-on-year revenue growth. Was that the biggest revenue growth ever?
So far, yes.
Yeah. Did you expect that?
We're expecting it will come not probably this year, but probably a year after, but it really come earlier.
Okay. So this year, are we expecting that kind of growth again?
Should be more than that.
Should be more than that. Okay, there are only...
Unless you stop buying online.
And so, is that the expected? Were you ready for this kind of growth? What do you do when you have this kind of growth? I mean, it's great revenues, but you know, there's a lot of things as well that needs to support this.
You are definitely right. One of the key things that we are now doing is to expand more on the pigeon points, the parcel pickup and drop points.
Okay.
Because you can see that currently it's just 4% of the economy growth. And what happened when it grow to double? So how can all these parcels be consolidated at one point so that the economic of scale is actually there comparing to like one courier company, they have to go to many places to collect many parcels instead of they can go to one.
Okay. Now, when we talk about these four countries that you're in, like the Indonesian, Thailand, which is huge, are you available? Is your service available throughout the country or just the main cities?
It's throughout the country.
Throughout the country, right? And then again, when you say what's happening moving forward with the kind of growth, what are your plans?
Business side, I think the numbers will automatically come in, especially like we are tagging on the e-commerce wave. So it's more on getting our team ready, as in the mindset, the mentality, because every one of us is pretty fresh. Most of them, this is their first job and has been with the company for minimum of like three and a half years plus. So how are we going to groom the next level of the successor in the company?
Right. Okay. When you look at the culture of Easy Parcel, I guess now is a good time, right? At 4 years, what is the culture at Easy Parcel?
A lot of people actually ask me how we actually manage the young team. We don't really not manage the team. The team actually, they manage themselves.
Okay.
Because that's one of the reasons why we wanted to start our own company, so that we are not being managed by someone else, right? So it goes the same when we actually build the team. So a lot of flexibility is actually being given to the team. Even our interns is actually making the call to running campaigns. So the title is just an intern, but the job role is basically a full-timer. So that's how we actually run the company.
Okay, and when you hire people, right, they're obviously very young, usually fresh graduates. Is that easy? Is there a certain type of person that you would hire? Of course, as you were saying, there's a lot of hiring and firing as well, but have you found, like, what's that sort of person who would join Easy Parcel?
It's mainly coming from the people that we are talking to, like more on attitude side comparing to the background, the education, just me, myself as an example, I'm an aerospace engineer and what I'm doing now.
Right.
So it's not really that particular unless during we are hiring for new team members. It's more on what they wanted to achieve and how can we help them to achieve it together.
Okay. So and Easy Parcels from Penang. So is the large bulk of the operations in Penang. And in the KL office and all that, it's what, just a sales force or what?
KL office is just, we just have a small team. And for localization team, we have an Indonesia and Thailand. So they are all the local team as in customer support, sales and marketing. Majority of our team is really located in Penang HQ.
Okay, all right. So another success story for Penang. And then I guess if you were to, where do you see this partnership with GAIN helping you moving forward?
I feel that the helping hands will always be there. Just for example, as a growth company like us, no matter where you are at different point of time, you will definitely need more advice moving forward. So one of the examples I always share that when you don't have a team, you were struggling to find a team.
Mm.
So that is one issue. When you have five team members, you have different type kind of
issues. How do you handle these five people is another set of issues.
Exactly. So different scalability of your business nature, then we'll come to a different area where you need more advice,
right?
Mentorship and add on so far as well.
All right. Okay. All the best. And, you know, well done on your success in the last 4 years. It's nice to see the company growing. I've been speaking to Clarence Leong, founder and CEO of Easy Parcel. For more information on the MDEC Gain program, head on over to their website, which is mdec.my/gain. Going Global is brought to you by the MDEC Gain program, Building Global Tech Champions. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.